Good Monday morning. This is your First News Now newscast powered by First United Bank. In the news this morning, former President Jimmy Carter, who was president in the 1970s, has died. He died Sunday at the age of 100 years old in hospice care in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Jimmy Carter was the longest-lived president in U.S. history.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
There is a manhunt underway in West Kentucky. Authorities are looking for 52-year-old Kevin Johnson, who escaped from custody of the Christian County Detention Center while on a work detail at the convention center in Hopkinsville over the weekend. He is from Madisonville. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Kentucky State Police. Locally, the Murray State University Dean's List is full of Marion residents. Julia Adams, Trace Adams, Tanner Beverly, Maggie Blazina, Jaden Dance, Caden Debo, and Haley Johnson from Marion, Kentucky are on the Dean's List. On the Murray State President's List is Cade Crider, Allie Hollis, Emma Williams, Michael Kirk, Blake Martin, Micah Newcomb, Carson Potter, and Tucker Sharp. Now, to find out more about area residents who have made the Dean's List and President's List at Murray State, stay tuned to an upcoming issue of the Crittenden Press. And as we've mentioned before, there will not be a newspaper this week, so your next Crittenden Press will be out next week on January 9th. Around the region, in Paducah, work to build a multi-purpose sports complex is underway. The facility will host travel baseball, travel softball, and travel soccer, among other events. The former Paducah Downs racetrack grandstands were recently torn down to make room for development of the park, which is going to be there just north of Park Avenue, not far from Noble Park. The facility is expected to be ready for the spring of 2026, if not sooner.
Do you need interior design assistance? If so, contact Shane Waters at SLW Solutions. Shane provides interior design, including draperies and decorating advice. That's SLW Solutions, Shane Waters, 270-704-0623.
In local obituaries, John Albert Starnes, 80, of Marion, Kentucky, passed away December 24th at Salem Spring Lake Nursing Home. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Also, U.S. Army veteran Harold Wendell Marshall, 79, of Marion, passed away December 26th at Livingston Hospital. Gilbert Funeral Home is also in charge of those arrangements.
Are you in need of some home cooking? If so, give Candy's Kitchen a try. Candy's Kitchen is located on U.S. 60 East, just outside of Marion. Candy's Kitchen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and homemade pies daily. Candy's Kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 3. Candy's Kitchen, U.S. 60 East in Marion.
In outdoors, waterfowlers are pretty excited, I guess, right now, enjoying all this water that's leaking from area rivers and streams into the lowlands. That attracts ducks to those low-lying areas where they can find grain in the backwater. Duck season is open through the end of January. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local sports, Crittenden County's Lady Rockets went down to Bowling Green over the weekend and finished runner-up in the first Bank Holiday Bash. losing to Owensboro in the championship game. The Lady Rockets lost 58-32 behind some pretty poor shooting in that final, and Anna Boone led the way with 10 points and 11 rebounds for the Lady Rockets. The girls got to the championship round by winning 2 out of 3 pool games. Jordan Hodge had a career high in scoring in the game where the Lady Rockets beat South Oldham 69-38. Hodge scored 29 points to lead the way in that game. The girls also beat tournament host South Warren and lost to Walton Verona in that 4-game set at Bowling Green. The Rocket boys were on the road this weekend. On Saturday, they were over at Caldwell County's West Kentucky Hoops Classic, where they lost 69-36 against a team from Mississippi. Around the region, Lyon County's boys lost 3 games at the WGM Holiday Tournament up in Lexington. They were defeated by Lexington Catholic, Boyd County, and Butler County. The defending state champions were undefeated going into that tournament. They are now 5-3 on the season. Livingston County's boys basketball team went over to Owensboro to play in the South Wire Holiday Classic over the weekend. They dropped 2 games to Breckenridge County and Heritage Hills, Indiana. The Cardinals are now 3-5 on the season. Meanwhile, Livingston County girls were in Florida, where they dropped 2 games in a holiday tournament. And Lyon County's girls went up to Bourbon County and won a championship. They beat Henry Clay and previously unbeaten Lexington Lafayette in the first 2 rounds and then knocked off Nelson County by 60-57 in the championship game Sunday evening. Crittenden County graduate Taylor Guest continues to lead Lindsay Wilson's basketball program this season in scoring. She is averaging over 14 points and the team is 10-3. We caught up with Taylor over the weekend. She had driven over from Lindsay Wilson, which is in Columbia, Kentucky, to watch her alma mater and former teammates play in the weekend holiday tournament. So we sat down with her for just a moment, talked some basketball. So Taylor, great to have you on the show this morning. Let's talk a little bit about how you're adjusting to the collegiate game. Of course, we know what you did in Crittenden County, an all-time leading scorer for boys or girls for that matter. And now you're you averaged 10 points last year, and now 14. You had got a year under your belt. How are you adapting to this college game and really being very successful, leading the team in scoring?
After a year, you know, I kind of got the feel of how the intensity is. I would say that's the biggest difference is no one really compares you for how intense it is. You know, everyone out there's good, so you got to be better. So this year coming out, I knew that, like, people, you know, they've known how I played. They've seen me play for a year. So I've had to change a little bit with they know I'm a driver. So I've had to kind of, like, start shooting a little bit more. I really don't get to the line as much anymore. But, I mean, the opportunity really isn't there. You know, people kind of know how I play now. So I've kind of had to adjust to the way I changed the game a little bit.
So you say you have to be shooting a little more. You mean out in the field?
Yeah.
How far out? I mean, what's your range? What do you feel like right now? Are you making a lot of threes? Or?
Yeah. Well, I've definitely been shooting a lot more threes than I have this year than I did last year. Just because, you know, people leave me more open this year because they know that I like to drive. So, yeah, I've had the opportunity to shoot threes. And my mid-range is probably my best game I have shooting-wise. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk just a little bit about academics and tell us what you're majoring in school. What's your course of studies?
Right now, my major is communications, and I'm thinking about doing – I don't have a minor yet, but I'm thinking about minoring in criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. How are classes going?
They're going good.
Yeah, straight A's, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got all A's and 1 B.
That's awesome. Great. Yeah. What sort of career plans do you have to do with this communication degree?
That's a good question.
You thought about coaching?
Yeah, I've thought about coaching and something just like with like human resources, something in that field maybe, something like that.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your team, your success so far this year, and what are the team goals?
Our team goal is to win conference this year. I think this is our best year yet. We have at it. Campbellsville's lost a couple players, and that was our biggest
rival?
Yeah, so we've definitely, I think we have a chance. That's definitely one of our main team goals. And I think we're a pretty young team, so, like, we're all sophomores. So I think just, like, kind of learning each other a little, we're trying to figure each other out a little more mm-hmm. and try to figure out what's best for each other. And
yeah. Yeah, all right. Taylor Guess, guard forward, I guess you might say, Lindsey Wilson. Thank you for joining us on the program this morning.
Yep, you're welcome.
The University of Kentucky basketball team will be back in action tomorrow on New Year's Eve when the Wildcats host Brown University in a 1 p.m. start at Rupp Arena. West Tennessee Motor Coach, owned by Dennis Hodge and Wayne Winters right here in Marion, Kentucky, is offering a deal that includes tickets and a trip to the ball game. So get in touch with them if you want to ride up and watch Kentucky play on New Year's Eve. And to round out sports this morning, Caldwell County senior Luke Parker earned second-team All-State football recognition as a defensive back from the Louisville Courier-Journal's All-State team. Also, senior defensive lineman Amari Black from Union County was named to the second team by the Louisville newspaper. Wishing you all a happy new year and a prosperous 2025, this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.